News Radio 690 KTSM presents more of the El Paso History Show, featuring your host, documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk, and historian Melissa Sargent. We're live online at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archive podcasts of this radio show and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments, 915-704-1776. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Jackson is here. Melissa's going to be on recording in a moment because we're going to start the history show with an El Paso History Moment produced by Melissa Sargent. This is for the El Paso History Alliance. And her history moment today is about the background activity at the Trinity site, the site of the first atom bomb detonation.
In the days before the Trinity bomb test, Army soldiers were already preparing the Trinity bomb site when soldier Marvin Davis and his military police unit arrived from Los Alamos in December 1944 to provide security checkpoints for the area and would use horses to ride patrol. But the distances were too great and they resorted to use jeeps and trucks for transportation instead. But their horses didn't go unused. Captain Bush, their base camp commander, got the soldiers polo equipment to play with. But the soldiers actually preferred brooms and a soccer ball. Other recreation for the soldiers besides polo and volleyball was hunting. Captain Bush allowed the soldiers to use their army rifles to hunt deer and pronghorn. The meat was used for meals and soups, which Davis said was excellent. Now, some of these soldiers came from cities and were unfamiliar with being outdoors or in the desert. And Davis told of a story of relieving a soldier at a guard gate one day. The soldier told Davis he was surprised by the number of crawdads in the area, considering it was so dry. Davis, laughing, gave the young man a quick lesson on scorpions and warned him not to touch them. As the soldiers at Trinity site settled in, they became familiar and thankful for the small town of Socorro, New Mexico. They had tried to use the water out of the ranch wells at camp, but found it was so alkaline they couldn't drink it and had to use Navy saltwater soap for bathing. They finally hauled drinking water in along with their gasoline and diesel from Socorro. According to Davis, they established a post office box in Socorro to get their mail, shop, and it offered them a chance to get their hair cut in a town's barbershop. Because if they didn't use a town barber, Sergeant Grayshock, the camp horse groomer, would be more than happy to accommodate their need for a haircut, using his horse clippers to trim their hair. I'm Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance.
This El Paso History Moment is brought to you by Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Go online to sargentinventoryservices.com.
I went online. I found her right away. Actually, Melissa is at the Trinity site this morning. She said it was a bucket list thing she had to go do. So she thinks she's going to come back and do a report. But this is why we have this in our hands here today.
Is she going to call in?
I don't think so. There's no service at Trinity.
Yeah, she's on a horse anyway.
Doing something that we can't understand. So, but we'll hear about it, I'm sure. But that is done for the El Paso History Alliance on Facebook. They got 45,000 followers. Yes, I'm reading your line. So who do you call?
You call Bernie Sargent, of all people. 915-581-7920, and he'll tell you all about it. We also we have a great partner in El Paso history. It's Barbara Gibbon Bainey. She's the operator of a great Facebook page called Remembering El Paso When, and they have a whole bunch of pictures galore.
It's a good thing. And also, they have another administrator working with Barbara. We're going to say hello to Jim Carlton this week. She's got a whole bunch of people. That's all volunteers.
It is.
And if you want to go find some interesting pictures about El Paso, they probably have them. I asked once for a picture of Hart's Mill, and I got 10 I'd never seen before.
Very cool.
I'm serious. They had Army archive stuff at Hart's Mill where they bivouacked one time. There it was. I didn't know they did that.
One of those cool stories.
It is, and a lot of cool stories in the history of El Paso. We got another one going on this hour, and this hour we're going to be talking specifically about the Weiler Aerial Tramway atop Ranger Peak in central El Paso. It's right in the middle of the mountain. and it's been there a long time, and why is it there, and what's happening with it? So we've asked some people to come in the studio to tell us some stories, and one is a current ranger there, Diane Moy. Good morning. Welcome here.
Good morning. Thanks for inviting us to the show today.
And us includes a guy named Humberto Quindones Beto. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. Thank you, sir.
You have been one of the major original operators at the tramway since not quite day one, but pretty long ago.
Well, I did work there for 44 years.
44?
Yes, sir.
Humberto, goodness gracious. There's nothing about the tramway you don't know, I'm guessing.
Well, no, not really. There's always something to learn.
A lot going on there. Also, we asked another guy to join us this morning, and he has done so by telephone. Mike Lewis, how are you, dude?
Hey, Mike.
I'm doing great. How are you all?
We're doing good. We're talking tramway, kind of a sad moment, but now that you're here, you've brightened up our day. Tell us briefly what you've been up to since we saw you last.
Well, I'm a deacon now, studying to become a priest of the Diocese of El Paso. I'm up here outside of Chicago at the University of St. Mary of the Lake Mundelein Seminary, and at the exact moment, I'm in the middle of a block party in the Pilsen neighborhood of Chicago, which is a lot of fun. So.
You priests know how to party. I do know that. So
we miss you in El Paso, Mike.
Well, welcome here, dude. And also, let's go around the room here and talk to everybody, including Mike, who's not in the room. But Diane, tell us what your involvement with the history is. What do you know about the tramway? And what is the condition now? Maybe you can tell us that.
Well, I've only been at the park for about 4 years, so I don't know. Nearly, not even one-tenth of the information of the history that Beto knows.
We'll ask him in a minute.
Yeah, since he's part of the history of the park, he'll know more about that. At this moment, as all of you know already, the park is closed, until further notice. So we're still trying to figure out what's going to happen. We're looking at our options. However, we're still having our programs. Anything we have scheduled, any of our workshops or hikes, those are still happening there.
At the base station. Oh, okay. I wasn't sure you're going to do that or not.
Yeah, we're still doing that. We might have to move some to Franklin Mountains, but for now, we're still having our events there at the park.
Michael, what was your history with the park? You were a volunteer ranger there for a long time.
Yeah, I started volunteering under Beto, as a matter of fact. Gosh, I don't even know how many years ago. Maybe 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago.
Well, he's got you beat. He has 44 back there.
Yeah, just a little more than me. but I've always loved being there just because it's such a unique place. So many El Pasoans have not had the chance to go up it, and I can't tell you how many times I'll be riding in the car and explaining to people what the park is and what the tram is and the history of it. And almost every single time we go up, at least one person in the car has lived in El Paso all their life and has never been on it.
We got to fix that. Well, I hope we can fix that. We'll see when they turn it back on.
Too.
See, I told you by a messenger email on Facebook that my plan is to win a lottery and go fix the tramway.
Yeah, me too.
So you got the same plan, huh? Well, maybe we can do it together. Well,
that's right.
Well, let's ask Beto. Beto, you've been there. You were there when it was one car.
No, not really. I was there when there was two car operation, but it was the old number one.
The one that's sitting there on the museum?
The one that's right there at the parking lot. Yes, the old number one and number two. Yes.
Well, what are your thoughts about the history there? I mean, you spent your life there.
Well, I did spend quite a few years there. I love the place. I met a whole bunch of people that really made my life interesting. I met a lot of the people from the KTSM studio and Mr. Weiler himself and a lot of the engineers that used to work up at the transmitter. Yes.
Well, at one point they had to have a guy in the building up at the top, right? Originally.
Every day they have to have somebody to turn on and off the transmitter. Yeah, they didn't have the equipment that is present now, you know, to be able to control.
It's automated now.
Yes, automated now.
And so, but now they don't send anybody up there. And yet, Diane, the tramway still works if you need to get up there for an engineer.
Not at the moment. They're still trying to figure that out.
So if an engineer wants to go up, Beto, you'd have to climb the mountain.
Yep.
Yes.
Think about that for a minute.
Well, I did. You know, I was in high school back in 1961 or 62. And my wife's grandfather worked there from the get-go of the tramway when they built it,
wow.
Mr. Fred Valdez. And one time they had a malfunction of the car, and people had to spend the night up there at Ranger Peak.
And well, back then, there wasn't a lot of building there.
Not a lot of building. Yeah, and it was cold.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was in the wintertime. And there was even a couple that were newlyweds. They spent their honeymoon up there, part of their honeymoon up there at Ranger Peak.
We probably shouldn't ask any more details about that one, but I bet that was different. Michael, have you ever climbed up on your own without the tramway to the Ranger Peak?
Oh, many times, yeah. I've led several hikes up there. There's a couple trails, one that starts in the parking lot on the east side of the mountain that goes up. It's called the Directissimo Trail. And then there's one that starts sort of in the Palisades on the west side of the mountain at the end of Stanton Street and comes up the west side, west slope, and that's called the 10,000 Steps Trail. I did count once, and it's a little bit more than 10,000 steps.
Is it really? 10,000 is not enough? Well, explain to people real quick what that was. It was put in by construction people for the power lines, right?
Right, by the electric company. And actually, they still have little huts that they used to store equipment in before, you know, helicopters became more feasible to bring that stuff up there. But, I mean, I'm assuming the trails are still open, but the folks there in the studio probably know better than I do.
Yeah, they're open.
Great, great, great hikes.
We got a nod on that one. Well, the power poles had to go from the Rio Grande power plant over by Cristo Rey over to Fort Bliss, and the best way was over the mountain. And so the first time they did it, They carried poles up the mountain, and to do that, what they did is they took a piece of the sedimentary rock and flipped it over, and they went up a little bit and flipped another one, and then flipped another one, and those are your 10,000 steps. Otherwise, how in the world can you make a step on a mountain like that? But it's a fascinating place, and we do hope it gets back open. Well, Beto, tell us some of the early things that happened in your world that you remember. The construction before it was open to anybody. There was it wasn't a car that went up and down. It was a bucket. Have you seen that film?
Right. I've seen that, yes, and I have pictures of that myself. The construction was quite a feat. You know, there was 40 people that hiked up there with piano wire.
Oh.
And then they started snaking up cables until they got the main cables up there. But it was quite a job, you know.
Well, what I saw video of it's that old film that transferred to video, and it was it was a bucket with a pole up the middle. The pole was attached to the cable and somehow went up and down. And if you wanted to stay in that thing, you held onto the pole.
That's right.
Otherwise, you get flipped out of that bucket. And I saw it in the film, like, oh my goodness, this was a hazardous pay duty back then.
You know, back in '97, I quit working for another company to start my own communications company, and that's when I first met Beto. And I had my own repeaters up on the mountain in that building at the Weiler
KTSM.
At the Weiler site. And technology has come around so much more since what we were talking about with buckets, because I remember transporting my equipment up there. We had to use it on one of the flat cars, or whatever you called it. I don't know.
Flat platform, yeah.
Yeah, platform. And very interesting, you know. I don't know. Every time I rode that tram up there, I was always thinking, I hope that little cable holds, you know. It's a pretty good drop down.
Oh, yeah. Well, so far it has, I understand.
Right, yeah.
Yes.
And you have two of them now. So,
yeah.
Well, wasn't it one time that the whole thing was replaced at some point? Because I remember seeing pictures where the main array on top of the building was a little further over toward the mountain. Am I wrong in that?
You're talking about the tower up there.
Well, no, at the base station, there was the towers at the base station were in a different place on the building at one point.
No, it's just that the building
expanded.
Expanded.
That's
yes,
what I'm
that's,
looking
that's,
at.
That's what's okay. happened. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
My mind was like, what did I say there? All right, Michael, we're going to take a break here. If you want to stick with us, please do so.
Sure.
Or can you ring us back maybe after about 10:30? I'm 11:30. Our time.
Okay.
All right. We'll put you on hold and you can drop off as you wish. But we're going to do what we call trivia. And did we cover the trivia, Rick? I don't think
we didn't cover for the second hour yet.
Let's see if people can get these questions or not. Oh yeah, we did. Oh no, here's the bonus one we didn't.
No.
You know what? Let's say, Michael, we're going to ask you if you want to participate in the trivia. We'll give you a certificate to Pepe's or a DVD.
But you got to come down here to get it, Mike.
Yeah, well, next time you're down here.
Yeah,
Well, I'm going to leave you on. I'm going to leave you on hold here. We'll ask the questions here, and if you want to stick with us, that's just fine. All right, go ahead and ask the trivia question. See what happens.
Okay, El Paso's Weiler Aerial Tramway was built on what peak of the Franklins?
It's a multiple choice.
Okay,
read them.
All right, Comanche Peak, South Mount Franklin, Ranger Peak, Crazy Cat Peak, and Bishop's Cap.
I know. I said it the first thing we said this morning. All right, the second question we did not cover.
No.
However, if you get this one, I'll give you two DVDs.
Okay, El Paso's Franklin Mountains has three tramways on it. Name all three.
Ah, you guys can do that, right?
That's right.
Aha, but who else?
I hope so.
Look at the phone. Now, see, the second hour, the phones are there's already two out of three phone lines are ringing. They know this stuff. So repeat the second question there.
Okay. El Paso's Franklin Mountains has three tramways on it. Name all three.
All right. We know one of them is up at the Weiler Aerial Tramway. But then what are the other two? And we'll also talk about how come you know what's on one of those tramways. They come up on your tramway to go get to the other one, as I understand it. But the engineers don't want to pay the fee to get up on the other tramway. I've talked to those engineers. I know that's the case. And the first one was, what peak was it on? So name that peak, and we'll do business here. Either with Pepe's certificate, we've got a Pepe certificate this hour, and it's enough for food for two people. You got to buy your own beer. It's not, you don't get beer on the certificate.
No.
Or margarita.
Yeah, margaritas.
What's the name of the margarita?
Juan.
Juan and only margarita at Pepe's, so that's a good thing. And otherwise, you can have a DVD here. We'll give you two if you answer the second question.
There's a whole bunch of DVDs.
Oh, we got DVDs coming out of our ears here. And one of them, we did a whole bunch of filming up at the top. Of Ranger Peak is where we were.
Mm-hmm.
I think I gave the answer away. Whatever. Call us up. I can do this.
Way to go, man.
Let's see if they get it. Call us up. Call us up.
A true test to see if they were really listening, right? 544-5876, 544-KTSM.
ElPasoHelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Hi, Dave. Let's talk about that job you posted for a senior manager.
Okay, I've got a lot of applicants already.
Dave, you posted on that huge national job site. What a waste. One guy says he's been everything from dog walker to a stay-at-home uncle.
You hear stay-at-home uncle and dog walker, and I hear super fun guy who loves animals.
Posting on that huge national job site just wastes our time scrolling through irrelevant applicants.
Look, I said we're looking for people who are willing to take chances and have a great sense of humor, and here's a guy who's a skydiving clown. That sounds qualified to me.
We need serious applications from local candidates.
Don't be silly. You found me on a huge national job site.
Please don't remind me, Dave.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at ElPasoHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
We don't discriminate against people named Dave. Dave is a common name, fun to say, and so we're using it as a catch-all for lackluster bosses everywhere. They post jobs on the big national job boards because they really don't care. Please do not write us to tell us you're a Dave who was insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-573-9552. That's 800-573-9552. 800-573-9552. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The West Side's newest luxury apartments are now leasing at Las Mansiones, 1776 Cimarron Trails, near North Wrestler Drive and Paseo del Norte, a mile from the new West Side Providence Hospital. Las Mansiones features three-story units with amazing views. To the east, the majestic Franklin Mountains, and to the west, El Paso's Upper Valley. You'll enjoy sunsets like you've never seen before from your own private balcony. Las Mansiones, 915-704-1776.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive,
Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. And by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Got a lot going on here. The phone calls are full, and we're going to talk to everybody there in order that they called in. And what's that? Move your finger a little. Oh, number two is David. Okay, we'll get that figured out. But got to tell you, it's coming next week. Oh, my goodness. Next week, Mission Trail Association, Hour 1. Shelby McHugh is here. He's the current president. What's MTA doing? They got a major fundraiser with Danzas. They're doing Spanish dance, which they used to do on the Mission Trail. Hour 2, Patricia Kidney is here next week, and we're going to talk about the Concordia Cemetery history, the walkthrough history. She'll be in the studio explaining that to us, because there's a whole lot they do, as you mentioned some of that the first hour. What do you got?
Yeah, October 11th. This is kind of cool. History on the Run. It's a walking tour of early movie theaters on South El Paso Street, and you can join Melissa Hudson, who is the great-granddaughter of the Calderon family, former owners of the Colon Theater, on a walking tour of historic theater locations along South El Paso. That's cool.
There's neat stuff going on.
Yeah.
Now. All right, so let's get now to our trivia, and we have our judges here who can certainly tell us if we're getting this right or not. So why don't you go through the trivia? Let me find Shelly. I'm still a little confused. Where's Carl? Carl's on three. Hey, Carl, good morning.
Good morning.
You're on three. Did you know that? What do you care?
I guess
y'all. You don't care. But so, Carl, you're the first up. Rick, talk to this man about the trivia. What are the questions?
Okay, Carl. You know, the questions. El Paso Weiler Aerial Tramway was built on what peak of the Franklins?
The multiple choice.
Multiple choice. Comanche Peak, South Mount Franklin, Ranger Peak, Crazy Cat Peak, and Bishop's Cap.
Ranger Peak.
Had to be Ranger Peak. And I would like to know why it was Ranger Peak. Did anybody over here in the corner know who, Beto, any idea? Because I take it the Rangers used to get up there and look out from that peak, no?
I think that I heard something like that many years ago, that when the Rangers were here in this area in Fort Bliss, that they set up some little camp up there, or some observation camp or something like that.
Well, there was a beacon before KTSM got a hold of it. I remember that.
Yes.
All right, well, they got that figured out there. And, Carl, you got yourself a choice of the Pepe's or a DVD?
Pepe's.
All right. We'll let you know, Shelley will let you know what size it is, because Pepe himself made a mistake on some of the things we have, and he put some of them at 20 and some of them at 25. Would you prefer a 25?
Well, hell yeah.
Is that a stupid question?
That's a no-brainer.
I found a 25 here for Carl on line 3. Thanks for calling. Anything else on your mind this morning?
Nothing else. I might get me one of them warm margaritas.
Margaritas at Pepe's. And that's extra besides the $25, just so you know that. He's not going to support your habits. He'll support your Mexican food.
That's all right.
You can do this. All right. Well, thanks for playing. Hold on here. Shelly will come on the phone and tell you how to pick that up. All right. Now, I got to go to another couple of phones here. And, Shelly, I lost my piece of paper that had them on it. I turned it over. So now two is David. All right. Going to David on two. David, good morning.
Hi, this is David.
Hi, David. Talk to this man. David.
Yes.
Hello, Dave. Okay,
yeah,
you ready?
Ask him a question?
Ask him a question.
Okay. El Paso's Franklin Mountains has three tramways on it. Okay, name all three.
Bonus question. I'll give you two DVDs if you hit it.
Wow. Okay, that part I didn't get. But I knew the other answer was Ranger Peak.
Yes, Ranger Peak. Well, Doug, wasn't it cute to put Bishop's Cap on there?
Yeah, that too.
That's up in New Mexico.
Well, I want to say hello to my cousin John. He's always calling you also.
Oh, well, hey, John, out there somewhere in Radio Land, that's good of you to do that. So you don't take a chance on this. Just take a guess on... We have three tramways. Carl Weiler took a look at the first one and said, if they can do that there, and I'll give you the location, it's South Mount Franklin. If they can do that there, then I can do it over here. And who was he talking about that had already put in the first tramway?
My gosh.
No? Wrong.
No. Well, it wasn't the Rangers that used to work up there?
No. The first tramway was actually the FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration, on South Mount Franklin. They had those funky little four-towered guys up there. They had to get up there somehow, and so they actually climbed up there, like Beto said, the first one at Ranger Peak. They get carried up ropes, and they carried up cables after that. And after a while,
yeah,
they had enough. Oh, my goodness, yeah. So anyway, and just to let you know, the third one, can anybody, do you know the third one?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Oh, I was going to try to give you a prize. I can't give you a prize in that case. But the third one, to let you... Okay, Beto, the third one?
K-Fox.
Fox 14, put one up in the middle. It's accessed actually on the west side of the mountain. The other two accessed on the east side of the mountain. And I've been on all three, and they're a little spooky because the one that was government run or KTSM ran, that was pretty cool and a little scary. But the other ones had holes in the bottom of these old ski run buckets.
That box was scary.
And, oh, that scared the heck out of me. And I all I could do was look at it from a camera viewfinder, and then I was all right until I got home with the footage and said, what did I just do? But anyway, all right, well, thank you for playing. Appreciate that. We'll talk at you again. And, Shelley, nobody on one for us? Okay. Oh, that's Mr. Mike. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
We got Mike there.
Mr. Mike. Mike, did I'm sure I should have asked you the question. Mike.
Hi.
Hey, have you had enough of this trivia already?
See if he can repeat all three.
I got better. I got a better one. Michael, give us a trivia question.
Okay. Ask you want to ask me?
No, you ask one to us. And if we don't get it, you get the prize.
Well, let me say, okay, here's a good question. The neighboring peak to Ranger Peak is Comanche Peak.
Yes, it is.
Why was it named after that? Because there ain't no Comanches in El Paso area.
You know, that never made any sense to me. And there's somebody put out a whole list. It was actually out at War Eagles Air Museum, since they have to look at all the peaks. They went and identified them, and they came up as Comanche. I don't know why.
Actually, I was at a Burgess football game last night. I'm an Indian. I went to Isleta, but I was at their game last night, and Pete Duarte was sitting right in front of me. I bet he could have answered that question.
He may have.
Being a Tigwe Indian chief, you know.
Well, Michael, are you going to get to town anytime soon?
I'm hoping up. I'll be back at Christmas time, absolutely.
In that case, I'll have to give you a different Pepe certificate. I was going to give you a Pepe certificate, but you got to come pick it up. Those are rules, so. All right, we'll stay on the line here. We're going
to
take a break. Michael, we're going to take a break and come back and chat with you some more.
Sounds great.
All right, hold on there. And Comanche Peak is another one, South Mount Franklin, North Mount Franklin. Anthony's Nose, is that the other one? Anthony's.
Yeah,
Anthony,
that would be going towards North Franklin.
And that's in the state park.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the ones that are not in the Comanche's not in the state park.
No.
The state park basically ends with the electric company's lines, right? I'm pretty sure that's correct. It's right in there very close.
Yeah, I think so.
Because the electric company deeded their property to the park for park use. They have an easement.
Yes.
But they're in the space in between. Who owns that? We don't know. We don't want to find out. All right, we have John has a non-trivia question. Let's go to John. John, a non-trivia thing. Go ahead.
I just wondered if those other two tramways still exist.
Oh, yeah.
They do.
They use them daily because they have to access their transmitters and their equipment.
How come you never see them?
Well, you have to look hard. But, see, the one on the east side for the FAA is up there above Hondo Pass. And if you look carefully, drive way up under the last road you can get to, you will see the road to their little tramway. They don't want you on their tramway.
And the one on the west side is real small. I mean, it's not a big, it doesn't have a big colorful presence.
It's above Castellano.
Yeah, it blends in with the mountain.
But that's why you never see them. They're not real visible.
Right.
Okay.
All right, thanks for asking. Check it out. And then we need to take another break here. Sergio likes to put breaks in this show. Shall we blame it on Sergio?
Let's do.
Yeah, blame it on Sergio. Yeah, yeah. And we'll come back and do El Paso Inc. They got some interesting stuff going on there, so we'll do the headlines after. Call us up anyway. What the heck?
544-5876. 544-KTSM.
Our next governor can do a lot to grow New Mexico's economy. Michelle Lujan Grisham has a plan for 50% of New Mexico's energy to come from clean and renewable resources like wind and solar, and sell it to other states to create good-paying jobs for New Mexicans. And Michelle has a real plan to transform our schools and train our workers for new jobs in all kinds of careers. From investing in pre-K to giving students of every age the education and skills they need to be successful in careers here in New Mexico. Skills they can learn close to home through apprenticeships and partnerships with local businesses and colleges. Like degrees from Doña Ana Community College in Automotive Science or Hospitality and Tourism, and from NMSU's main campus in Aerospace and Nursing. Michelle Lujan Grisham wants our families to stay in New Mexico and prosper here. Get the details at NewMexicansForMichelle.com.
Paid for by New Mexicans for Michelle.
Noted author, former chief medical correspondent, and Salon Pass user, Dr. Bob Arnott.
The human body has billions of pain receptors. Block those receptors with the anesthetics found in Salon Pass Lidocaine Plus, and you'll have relief. Salonpas Lidocaine Plus contains two anesthetics, including the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription. They numb aggravated nerves for effective, lasting relief. For relief, try what I use, Salonpas Lidocaine Plus.
In the silver box with the blue wave.
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've updated your home or business list of assets or property inventory? In the case of a loss by fire, theft, or natural disaster, the insurance company and police will ask for detailed descriptions and often require pictures as proof of ownership. If you can't remember, you can't recover. Contact Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Our process provides detailed documentation of what you own. There is no price tag on peace of mind. Call 915-581-7099.
Go to ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history and for podcasts of our weekly radio show and for a list of area stores that carry our DVDs like El Paso's Waco Tanks, Mexican Revolution sites in El Paso, and Legends of El Paso's Mountains. 18 titles in all, plus links to dozens of TV stories about El Paso area history. Go to ephistory.com for a journey into El Paso's amazing history. ephistory.com.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles, and by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Jackson here. Melissa's out getting Trinitite. You're not supposed to pick that stuff up.
No, man, you'll glow.
Well, yeah, but if it sticks on your shoes, I guess it goes on with you. But anyway, she'll be back next week talking Trinitite, stuff like that there. Okay, this week only in El Paso Inc. Rick.
The vanishing Rio Grande. Farmers are tightening their belts and hoping for more water.
I also in the ink, from the Steel City to the Sun City, what El Paso business leaders learned on their trip to Pittsburgh.
El Paso's USL soccer team announces its new name. What's next?
You'll find out in the ink. El Paso's ink is locally owned, and it's a business journal.
El Paso Inc. is available for home or business delivery and online, elpasoinc.com.
On ABC7 Extra, Sunday night at 10:35, the Daniel Villegas trial is the topic. Daniel Villegas found not guilty in his third trial for capital murder. Guests include Joe Spencer, his attorney, John Membella, who supported him and paid for a lot of his defense, and Jaime Esparza, the district attorney, will all be on set at the El Paso Extra.
Join Saul Sines this Sunday at 10:35 and learn all about it.
That's going to be a bizarre show. That went on forever.
It did.
The guy's a free man today.
I know.
And it's like, why'd you bother?
Three's a charm, right?
Nobody asked me, so that's how it turned out. Okay, we got to talk about Michael. Michael, you're still here, are you not?
Yes, I am.
Thank you for being here all the way from Chicago. And, it's good of you to get an education up there and come back and help us out here at the El Paso Diocese. Because that's basically,
I am very much looking forward to coming back.
Well, can you get back here before it turns winter?
Yeah.
That would be a smart move.
Before it turns winter up here. That's
what I mean.
I hope so.
That would be a real smart move on your part. We'll see how you could pull that off or not. But also, in the studio, we have Diane Moy, who is the current ranger at the Weiler Aerial Tramway, and the guy who is kind of like the institutional memory, Humberto Quinones, known as Beto. Beto, you were there for a long time.
44 years.
Was that fun?
Yes, it was. And believe it or not, it went real fast.
Well, it wasn't a job that was work at sometimes. It's kind of like interesting stuff, wasn't it? I saw you up there a whole bunch of times. You looked like you were having fun.
The atmosphere, the surroundings, the people, everything was just a big experience in my life, yes.
That's neat. Well, we'll ask you in a minute to tell us some famous stories that you may have remembered from the day. But Diane Moy is here and current ranger, and you have programs still going on.
Yes, even though the park's closed to the public, or the tramway rides are closed to the public, the park's still open. You can still come up to the parking lot, take photos, and attend some of our events. All of our events in October are still happening at the park. Our guided hikes will still happen at the park. Just a little change for the hikes right now in October. We have our women hike tomorrow. That's going to be at the 1,000 Step site, so North Stanton.
So you start over on the Stanton side.
Yeah, we're going to do it backwards.
Exactly, Stanton where?
it's where Stanton ends.
There's a the B-36 marker
around
is
that
right,
area.
Is right there. So meet at the B-36 marker.
Yeah, meet at the 1,000-step trail.
And that's where it starts. You have to go a little ways to get to the 1,000 steps.
Yeah, but that's the parking lot area. As far as you can go, that will be the parking lot area. We'll meet there, and then we'll walk up to the trailhead and up to the tramway.
And then what?
And then hike back down.
Okay, that's what I thought you were going to say. And if you did it right and you want on another day, you could go to that crash site up there.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of like on that same
side.
Interesting stuff. Beto, what's your famous memory of your job there? Something that happened.
Well, there's so many. I will always treasure in my mind meeting all the people from KTSM. You know, Mr. Weiler, Carlo Weiler, and most of the engineers that worked up there. You know, transmitter engineer Gasga Valdon. You probably knew him, Rick.
Rick,
I did.
Gasga Valdon, Hector. Yes. Delgado and Bill Dukeshire, lots of people that worked up there, and I have very fond memories of them. You know,
I was one of those little kids that would hike up and go bang on the window and try to get the engineer's attention, but he probably had that happen to him all day long, so he just ignored me. and then I didn't have enough money to ride down, so I had to walk back down in those days. I was about 9 or 10 years old. That's my history with the whole place. Michael, what's your history? A big moment for you that you remember about the tram or a factoid or something?
You know, I just remember growing up and hearing the back when KTSM still owned all of it, and I remember hearing the commercials on the TV, and they would use the Carpenters song. What's it? I'm up here looking down on creation.
Yes.
And the Carpenters.
Yeah. I just remember that and just being so fascinated going up there to see everything that you could see. And as a matter of fact, I brought, when Pope Francis visited Juarez a couple years ago, I brought a bunch of seminarians down in a van from Chicago down to El Paso. And we drove 24 straight hours from here to El Paso. And the very first place we went to was the tramway, because it is so iconic, it is so special, and it is, there's nothing else like it. There's no other view of, you know, three states, two countries, and 2.5 million people down below.
And 7 million miles, or how many? What's the term you guys use?
7,000 square miles.
That's it.
On a clear day, which is tricky here in El Paso.
Well, also on a clear day, you can see Sierra Blanca in Ruidoso, New Mexico, pretty easy.
That's right.
And,
very easily.
And the tippy bit of the Salamayuca sand dunes, you can see those.
Yes,
that's right.
Now, can you also see in the easterly direction, can you see Guadalupe?
No,
you can't.
Not quite. Okay. But the tramway is unique in Texas. I don't think there's any others in Texas. Nobody has a hill big enough.
There's no other tramway in the state of Texas.
And the next
there's
one,
only three. There's only three in the public tramways in the entire Rocky Mountains, and ours, of course, being the southernmost. And I think that's what the most important thing that I hope people take away from this is that, you know, Carl Weiler gave the tramway to the people. You know, Carl Weiler, he was a politician in El Paso. He was an alderman when he was around. And he also gave this, and when he died, he gave the tramway to the people. And it's been operated excellently by Texas Parks and Wildlife ever since. And now I think it's time for the people to step up and to return the favor. Jackson, I think you sent me a text saying that it's going to cost about $7 million to rebuild it to current day standards.
Well, that was a report on KVIA, and I don't know where they got that, if somebody.
The only thing we know at this moment, it is going to be a multi-million dollar project, but as far as, as
the number,
we don't have a number.
But yet. Michael, if you win the big lottery, you can cover this. We're expecting you to cover this. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, you got it. I do think, though, that, you know, with the citizens of El Paso should now take, ownership at least of trying to help keep it going. You know, the state, we know how hard it was to get money just to build the new visitor center at the Tom Mays unit of Franklin Mountain State Park. So I think if it's going to happen, it's probably going to have to be an initiative of El Pasoans in order to make it happen. Of course, you know, this being the climate with money at the state and national levels, I know it's difficult, but It's definitely something that I hope people consider as far as the other kind of things that we're building in El Paso. This is something that's so iconic, that's so unique to El Paso, that, for it to go by the wayside, it would just be really too tragic.
Well, there's a lot of money being spent now on bond projects from 6 years ago. Be nice if this could be. Well, there's no way you can pull that off, though. I mean, that money's
going to. No, I don't think so.
They're already spending more money than it was in the bond, so that's not going to work. But the other thoughts from anybody on the history? I mean, Beto, you've seen a lot. Beto Quiñones is here.
Yes. Like I said before, all the personnel that worked there. But let me point out something. The original purpose of building the tramway was not really the beginning of the original purpose was not really to carry people up to the top. It was to have access for the engineers that were manning the transmitter and the two-way radio stations that were there are up at the top, But once Mr. Weiler saw that it was a beautiful view from up there, that's when he decided to open it up to the public. And my understanding is that before he passed away, he wanted all this, the tramway to open to the public of not only of El Paso, but to general public of the. Yes, sir.
KTSN at one point had turned it off for liability insurance issues, did they not?
Yes.
It was still running and active, but they had to not let the public on because their insurance went so high.
I remember having a meeting with Mr. Weiler, and the insurance, if I remember correctly, I think the insurance went from $16,000 a year to $60,000, something like that, after they had an accident at Magic Landing. Do you remember that park?
Yes.
Okay. So Mr. Weiler, of course, he could have paid the amount of money that the insurance hiked it up to, but he was so upset with it that when we had a meeting, he told me, he says, Beto, he says, I'm not paying for it. I'm not paying. He says, this insurance company is getting out of hand.
Oh, yeah.
And he told me, he said, we're going to close it for a few days. We're going to close it for whatever it takes. But I want you and another fellow that worked with me, Gilbert Vargas, to keep it, maintain it as like if we're going to open up the next day.
Yeah.
So, and that's what we did, yes.
Well, I got to tell you, Michael, maybe you've heard this story or not, but Mr. Weiler would have preferred to put a road up there. And he tried every way to think about that, and he could extend a road from the Channel 4 towers up to Comanche Peak. There's just no way to get that last 100 feet. No way.
No, it's pretty rugged up
pretty
there.
Pretty rugged.
Oh, that is a tough spot up there. It really is. And
well, listen, I have to go, Jackson, but I did want to say one last thing
before
I go, and that is to just encourage people to still visit the park. Diana has great programs. The other rangers put on some wonderful programs, and these guided hikes really introduce people to the unique geology, ecology, the flora, the fauna of the Franklin Mountains. So I just encourage people to still take advantage of what's available at the park because, like she said, though the tramway may not be open to the public and may be closed right now, the park itself is still open to the public. So please go visit. It still is a beautiful and wonderful, unique place.
Michael Lewis, thank you for ringing up from Chicago. Hope to see you when you get back into town.
Thanks. God bless everybody.
Thank you. Nice to said hello to you, okay? I never knew that you had left El Paso.
Yeah, I'll be back. So I'll be back soon.
Well, thanks a lot.
Take care,
we'll
buddy.
Welcome you back. Thank you.
Take her easy. You give him a ride on the tramway if it's functioning by then. Whatever you guys got to do. All right, we got one caller named Art on the phone. Art, you're on the radio. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I've been up there several times. It's beautiful up there. Many visitors from out of town. But I have my 2 cents worth of an opinion there.
Talk into your phone a little better. You're kind of bricking weird on us.
Yeah. Let's see if I can. Is that better?
A little bit. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, yeah, the gentleman that said that El Paso should step up, I think it's correct. But also, Mr. Weiler, that's a big foundation, and this would be a very good area to spend some of that foundation money. Maybe for every dollar that El Pasoans put in, maybe he could match it, or they can match it, the foundation can match it for another dollar.
I'm in. I've got a dollar. I'm ready.
I'm ready, too.
All right. All right. Thank you for ringing up. That's not a bad idea. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye.
Have a good day. Community Foundation is where Carl Weiler donated KTSM AM TV and FM. Right. This station back then was a Carl Weiler property, and that went to the Community Foundation. They then sold the properties off, and that's the money they're operating on now as the Community Foundation. So when he's talking about where's the money, that's where it is.
That's where it's
Community
at.
Foundation downtown. All right, we're going to talk to another caller, but we do need to take a break. Come back and talk a little bit more about the history of the tramway and maybe what we can do about it. I mean, all I got's a lottery ticket at this point. And I did buy one, so that's all I got. Ricky, we got callers, but what'd you do on Facebook? You got these people looking at us on Facebook already somewhere?
Yeah, I put them up on there. I don't know.
We'll have to go looking for them. They got to be there somewhere. All right.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the phone number being what it is.
544-5876, 544-KTSM.
Back in a moment.
Protect your world. Get your flu shot today at Walgreens and receive a coupon to earn a $10 reward on your next purchase of $30 or more. Reward valid on future purchase. Vaccine restrictions apply. Terms and restrictions apply to coupon.
So here's a story you might relate to. I used to post to job boards, only to end up with hundreds of resumes to sort through.
It took weeks to go through all of those resumes.
Just to find a handful of people
who were right for my job.
It was overwhelming. That old process was
not smart. I mean, it's not easy to find a
network architect,
financial analyst,
childcare assistant.
But then I went to ZipRecruiter. They figured out hiring.
ZipRecruiter did the work for me. Their powerful matching technology scanned thousands of resumes to identify people with the right skills, education, and experience for my job.
And actively invited them to apply.
So I could hire qualified candidates fast. Smart.
See why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. Try ZipRecruiter now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. Based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with over 1,000 reviews.
This is Mick Fleetwood.
iHeartRadio invites you to see Fleetwood Mac live.
Going out on the road, what I always look forward to the most is getting into the full music mode and communicating with other players on stage. That's what I really, really love.
Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies.
Check out Fleetwood Mac's North American Tour.
We're really looking forward to getting out there and doing what we love to do.
Buy tickets at FleetwoodMac.com.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. And by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
It's been an interesting hour here talking about tramway history because tramway is going to be there whether it's open or not. It's got history. So very interesting to hear how it got there. It's unusual in the state of Texas, very unusual in El Paso. And in the studio, we had Beto Quinones, who ran that for 44 years. Was that your only major job in life?
Yes. I just gotten out of the Army. And
Tramway.
Before coming to the tramway, I worked 3 years in Fort Bliss.
Okay.
I was a bartender at the NCO Club.
So you could look at the tramway every day.
That's it, you know.
I'll be there. And Diana Moy, you've been there for 4 years, and you're still a ranger with the state park system.
Yes, yeah.
And at this point, you're still doing events up on the base station.
We're still doing events at the base station. We have a calendar full for October, if I can just talk about those.
And send it to me on email as well.
Yeah, we'll do. We have our women-only hike tomorrow at 8 a.m. at the Thousand Step Trailhead on Stanton.
How many people do you expect will show up for that?
Well, we just had our last 10-day hike for September at the same location last week, and we weren't expecting, you know, more than 10. We got 20 people.
This is important to people.
Yes, yeah.
And this is a good way to do it because you know where you're going.
Yes, and you'll learn about the geology. You'll learn about the wildlife, the plants, the animals that live here in the Franklin Mountains.
Okay, that's tomorrow morning for the women's hike.
That's tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., women only. And then we also have our last 10-day hike on the 28th. It'll be the same location, same time.
Of October.
That's open for everybody. That's great in October. And then we have on the 27th, we have our Halloween Fest. We're going to have a car pumping contest during the day. And we're also going to have a big sidewalk sale. So if you want to come get your tramway collectibles, souvenirs, memorabilia, we'll have a lot of stuff for sale there.
Can we put a bid on old number one?
No. I can ask.
You're not going to sell that. that's a museum piece. It really is. I remember that car because, I mean, at one point, I remember when there was only one car.
Yes.
And it went up and it went down. And you waited the full time to get your ride.
Yes.
And so it goes. I bet you we got a guy on the phone here who's been on the tramway. Let's find out. Hey, Roy, how's it going? Life for you?
Well, I'm doing all right. Nice liking the show. Those power lines you were talking about earlier.
Right.
Those were hauled up. The poles were hauled up, and I'm sure the wire was strung up that way by mules, old army mules.
Yeah, it was. They had mules, and also they did it so the mules could actually walk up those steps, and that was kind of bizarre. But they hooked the poles onto the mules somehow. And if Roy, how do you know that?
My grandfather worked for the electric company for 40 years.
So you have firsthand. Do you have any pictures?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
Well, if you started with the El Paso Electric Railway Company in 1910.
Oh, my goodness. If you find a shoebox of his stuff, tell us about it, all right?
Well, the shoes probably won't fit me, but I'll try.
No, forget the shoes. We want the pictures that he put in the shoebox. All right, thank you for sharing that with us.
And many times, probably at least a dozen times or more, my friend Dwight and I used to walk from Scenic Drive up the back of the mountain ridge where the other TV towers are now, and get all the way up there and climb up some broken down rock scree slope to get up to the tower site.
That's a tough, that last 100 feet is pretty tough.
Oh, yeah. And most of the time, I think we, except for one time we went over to look at the quarry, sat there and they opened a can of chili, watched them blast at the quarry across from Bassett High, Junior High.
Such memories.
But most of the time, we would go down on the bucket in the car, because they only had one car, and if somebody was down at the bottom and wanted up, and there was nobody at the top wanted down, the car had to go down.
Yeah, so it
and
goes.
We rode down several times for free.
That was nice.
So anyway.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing that with us.
Take care.
You take it easy. And Roy actually used to work for KTSM Television back in his day. Well, we got a couple of minutes left here. The idea is that the tramway is now closed. We hope it's not permanent, but as far as the current equipment. The way I heard it, Diane, correct me if you can, and I don't want to put you on the spot, but I mean, the point is it's closed for, the equipment got to its life expectancy is what I heard.
That's correct. Like any machine, just comparing it to a car, you know, it has so many years. So it's getting to that point when it's about to reach its life expectancy. So we got to start thinking about what improvements, what changes, what replacements. So right now it's in the hands of our headquarters office, offices in Austin. So they're looking at the options and, you know, going through budgets and see what we can do.
So all the personnel are scattering to other parks as
That's
needed?
Correct.
Or
yeah.
Or you're still running the tramway for your events that you're talking about?
Yeah, so there'll be some people at the park, at the tramway, and then we'll help other parks as needed.
Well, I saw a bunch of you guys out there at the Fall Fiesta.
Yeah, the 2-hour industrial
last Saturday, you were in the Tom May section out there. Well, Rick Kern, we're about done out of here. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And when you get a musical thing going, be sure to let us know.
I will. And, you know, we really want to say our prayers for the Peggy Sue's family. You know, we lost a dear friend this week.
The Peggy Sue.
And you remember about 5 years ago, I had Rod Crosby in here, and we sang, actually, Peggy Sue to Peggy Sue. And then I upped it a little bit more than that. We got her to El Paso to our Border Legends show, and it was really incredible.
That was great stuff.
We love Peggy Sue.
Well, Humberto, we're about out of here for today. Well, I hope to see you on the tramway someday soon. I hope it gets open again, and you go take a ride.
Sure. I hope they do away with all those problems they have and open it back again, because El Paso needs it, El Paso wants it, and we want it.
That's a good thing. Diane, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Rick, I'll see you in the streets or some other place.
Okay, buddy. Enjoyed it.
Thank you for the control room. Everything there, ephistory.com. And, oh, yeah, celebrate our mountains. Don't forget that. Everybody, and Melissa's back next week, ephistory.com, for details of the radio show. Thank you much. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archive podcasts of this radio show, and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage, ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments, 915-704-1776. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM AM, El Paso.